For the past couple of days, we've been talking about the sugi at the beginning of the second parak. The Gemara posits that there are dinim lechatchila and shchita. There are two dinim lechatchila. That first of all, even though minat Torah, we know that if a person shechs one sin ba'of, he's yotzei, the shchita is a shchita kshera, but there's a din lechatchila that you're supposed to shech two simanim in the of. And similarly, even though b'di'eved rov ha-simon is enough, rov of simon echad ba'of, rov of shnei simanim by behema, but lechatchila one is supposed to shech the full simon. So the question that we raised is, are these dinim lechatchila, are they dinim deraisa or dinim derabonim? And we saw that there's a machlokas of Rishonim, the Ran says that they're both derabonim, the Rambam says that they're both deraisa. And then we saw maybe Rashi is mechalik. Rashi seems to say here on the Chav Zayin that the din lechatchila to shech the second simon ba'of, that might be derabonim. But earlier on the Chav Aleph and Beis, Rashi seems to say that Rubo Kekulo is deraisa. And that's why the Issa Havdalah by Chata Sa'ov couldn't apply to shechting the entire simen, but rather it's if you shecht the second simen of the oaf, but shechting the entire simen, how could that be an Issa? There's a mitzvah lechatchila daraisa to shecht that part of the simen, so it can't be an Issa Havdalah. Three different sheets. Right? So we were troubled, how could it be that the Rambam holds that there's a din lechatchila daraisa? And as you could ask that on Rashi too, Rashi holds one of the dinim are din lechatchila daraisa. How could it be that there's a din lechatchila deraisa? Hare, there's no din lechatchila by a matir. Right? Tosis in Nida sets forth the yisod that by a matir there's no lechatchila b'di'evin. So if shchita is a matir, how can the Rambam and Rashi assume that there are dinim lechatchila deraisa? So we pointed out that it's not clear that the Rambam holds shchita is just a matir. Shchita might actually be a mitzvah. We showed from different makaros, from the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, from the Loshon of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shchita, the Rambam might hold that it's not just a Lav HaBa Mechlal HaSeh, it's not just an Isser HaSeh, a Matir, right? V'Zavachta is not just an Isser HaSeh, so Shchita is a Matir for that Isser. No, Shchita could be a Mitzvah HaSeh. So if Shchita is a Mitzvah HaSeh, then we can understand the Rambam. Rambam holds is a Din Lechatchila Daraisa to Shech the whole Simen, or to Shech the second Simen in the Oaf, because it's not just a Matir, it's a Mitzvah. And then we pointed out that this idea of mitzvah matir, the shayla mitzvah matir, could explain something else as well. There could be another nafkamin in this shayla. That is that the Rambam assumes that birchas hashchita is a birchas hamitzvah. The Rambam l'shitasa assumes that you can't make any bracha la'achar asiyasa, any birchas hamitzvah la'achar asiyasa. And he says shchita is no different. Shchita is not a mitzvah hanimsheches. It's not a mitzvah that continues after the initial maisa. It's over after the initial maisa. You cut the siman and it's over. It's mutter. Mitzvah is fulfilled. So the Rambam l'shitasa holds that if in all mitzvahs you can only make the bracha over l'asiyasa, so by shchita the same should hold true. He pointed out that according to the Ravid, according to that shita, that shchita is only a matir, that perhaps there's room to be mekel. If the shchita is only a matir, it could be the birchas hashchita is a birchas hashevach, it's not a birchas hamitzvah. And by birchas hashevach, there's a whole discussion. Rabbi Natan holds l'chatchila, you're supposed to make a birchas hashevach la'achar asiyasa. Even if we're not going to go that far, at least b'di'evid, you certainly can make it lachar hasiyasa. Okay, that was another issue that might hinge on this question as to whether shchita is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. That answers the first question on the Rambam. How can the Rambam and Rashi hold that there's a lechatchila daraisa by shchita? After all, if shchita is only a matis, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. There's a din lechatchila, but it's only a matzah. So he says it might not be only a matzah, it might be a mitzvah. But the Ramban feels compelled to say that the dinim lechatchila of shchita are only the rabbanan for a different reason. He doesn't say that shchita is a matzah. That's not his loshen. His loshen is by mitzvahs daraisa. We never find lechatchila b'di'evad. He's not arguing because of matzah. He's arguing fundamentally, even if it's a mitzvah. Right? The b'daraisa lo maflig rachmana b'chol makom ben lechatchila l'di'evet. There's no by. He says daraisas. He doesn't say by a matir. It sounds like even by mitzvahs daraisa, we don't find the chilah between lechatchila and b'di'evet. The Ran also echoes a similar sentiment. Right? B'darabana ba'almahu the ilu b'daraisa b'chol makom ruba kakula v'lo shani lan ben betchila l'di'evet. The Ran says, "Minat Torah, there's no chilah between lechatchila and b'di'evin." So obviously, these dinim lechatchila are chumers derabbanan; they're not a din deraisa. What's the Rambam going to do with that taina? Even if it's a mitzvah,
But the whole answer we gave is, okay, in a matir, there's no lechatchila b'diavad. There's a mitzvah. Yeah, but even in mitzvahs, maybe there's no difference between lechatchila b'diavad. There's one way. It either works. You either were mekayim the mitzvah, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. What, two drachim, what does that mean? That's the Ramban's kasha. That's a totally different kasha. And we asked a simpler kasha on the Rambam. He can't even get the first base because if shechita is a matir, so then what kind of a chilek is this? Lechatchila b'diavad by a matir? Okay. So the Rambam holds it's not a matir, it's a mitzvah. But what did that do for you? Do we find lechatchila b'diavad by mitzvahs deraisa? So apparently the Rambam holds yes. Right? The Rambam is making two assumptions, as we mentioned Thursday. The Rambam is saying that first of all, shechita is a mitzvah, and secondly, yes, matzinu lechatchila b'diavad by mitzvahs deraisa. The Ramban says it can't be. By mitzvahs deraisa, we don't find lechatchila b'diavad. And the Rambam says that it can be. You do find lechatchila b'diavad by mitzvahs deraisa. So this shaila is an old machlokas rishonim. There are smuchim, lekanu, lekan, different rishonim who take different stands. Some hold that by deraisa we don't find lechatchila b'diavad, even by mitzvahs. And some say, no, by mitzvahs we can find lechatchila b'diavad. What's an example? Where do we find this dispute in the rishonim? So, one of the makaros is the concept of hidur mitzvah, beautifying the mitzvah. Is that a concept deraisa? Is that a concept derabanan? Obviously, hidur mitzvah is a din lechatchila. So, if we can prove that hidur mitzvah taka is minat Torah, so that will show you that minat Torah by mitzvah deraisa, you can have lechatchila b'diavad. If you hold that you can't have lechatchila b'diavad by mitzvah deraisa, so then you'll have to say hidur mitzvah is not a concept deraisa; it's a concept derabanan. Tachumra derabanan, lechatchila derabanan. Because right? If you hold that there's no lechatchila b'diavad by mitzvah deraisa, then hidur mitzvah must not be a mitzvah deraisa, must not be a lechatchila deraisa. Where do we find this discussion? The Gemara in Sukkah on the Afid Aleph and Beis quotes Machlokas Tanoim. What's the din of a lulav? Do you say lulav tzarech eger or lulav ein tzarech eger? Do you have to tie the three minim, the two other minim, together with the lulav? The esrog is separate, but the hadasim and aravis, do you have to tie that to the lulav? No, no, you just take the minim, but you don't have to actually tie them to the lulav together. Gemara says the Tanya lulav ben ogud ben sheino ogud kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ogud kosher sheino ogud posel. Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tzarech eged. Rabbi Yehuda holds minat Torah you need an eged by the lulav, and without that you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah. The mitzvah of netilas lulav requires taking dalad minim, but Rabbi Yehuda adds it's dalad minim u'godim. They have to be tied together, and the chacham say no, you can be yotze b'di'eved even if it's not ogud. My time of the Rebbe Yehuda, Frank the Gemara, Yolof Lakicha Lakicha, Me'agudas Ezov. The halacha is by Agudas Ezov, this week's parsha's bow. Right? Agudas, you take an Agudas Ezov, you dip it in the Dama Shabbasaf, and then you're supposed to put the blood on the mezuzahs and the mashkuf, right? So it says, Lokachtam Agudas Ezov, and here it says, Lokachtam Lachem Bayom Harishon, Ulokachtam Ulokachtam. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Vidashon Lakich Lakicha from Agudas Ezov, just like Agudas Ezov has to be an Aguda, so too, Agudas Alula, the Dalit Minim, the Gimel Minim, have to be Agudim. Malahalam Bagudav Karn Baguda. And the Chachamim say, we don't learn Lakicha from Lakicha, so therefore there's no Chiyav of Lulu Tzarech Heged according to the Chacham. Not the Gimel. We have a braisa that lulav mitzvah la'ogdo. There's a din lechatchila to be ma'aged the lulav v'im lo ogdo kosher. B'diavad without the eged it's kosher, but there's a din lechatchila to be ma'aged. Oh, this is mamish what we're talking about. So who's the mara d'shmaitz of that braisa? E Rabbi Yehuda kilo ogdo amai kosher. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, so then we don't understand the seifa of the braisa. How can you say b'di'evet it's kosher? Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tzarech eged, even b'di'evet it's ma'ake. I rabbanan amai mitzvah. If the b'raisa is like the rabbanan, so we don't understand the ratio of the b'raisa. Mitzvah lechatchila lo'ogdo. The rabbanan hold ben ogad ben lo'ogad. You don't need a mitzvah lechatchila. Olam rabbanan he's of the gemara. Mishum shenar zakeli vanveyu his nalefan b'mitzvahs. The din zakeli vanveyu teaches me lechatchila. There's a mitzvah lo'ogdo, says the gemara. Sounds like the Gemara is saying it goes like the Chachamim. B'di'evad lulav ein tzarech eged. L'chatchila, because of hidur mitzvah, it's a mitzvah la'ogdo. That's a Gemara. Zok d'Ritvam. It's in the packet. Zok d'Ritvam. I didn't make it to the packet. No one asked where it was. down for the whole scenario. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Look, the Ritva Perush. What's pshat in the Gemara? Let me read to you a lashon of the Ritva. Perush. The leka lemeimer the mitzvah la'abdo lechatchila min haTorah. Ela deyevedim la'abdo kosher. What's the Gemara asking? The irabona namai mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara, I understand the Seifa that im lo agdo kosher b'diavad, it's kosher because the Rabbanan hold up luvain tzarech eged. Why is there a mitzvah lechatchila lo agdo? Zok the Ritva perish. What does that mean? Because you can't say that there's a mitzvah lechatchila min haTorah to be ma'aged the lulav. It's only b'diavad, it's kosher without it. The hakol b'da araisa lo shani lo ben lechatchila ben b'diavad, because we never find the chilek min haTorah between lechatchila and b'diavad. So how could it be that there's a mitzvah la'agdo? The assumption of the Gemara is that mitzvah la'agdo must be a daraisa. So how could there be a mitzvah daraisa lechatchila to be ma'agad lo if we never find the chilek b'daraisa between lechatchila and b'diavad? What's the answer of the Gemara? It's a keli van veyu mitzvah la'agdo. What's that answer? Uparkina dahainu mitzvah derabbanu mishum shenemar is a keli van veyu is nullified of a mitzvah. What's the teretz of the Gemara? It's just a din hida mitzvah. It's not a din lechatcha, nu din daraisa lechatchila. Look, it's the regular din of hida mitzvah. It's a keli van veyu. And what kind of halach is that, Zok Ritva? And that's just a din derabbanu. It's a keli van veyu, it's a din rabban, it's a pasuk in Chumash. It's just an asmachta ba'alma. Zok the Ritva, hider mitzvah, this rule of hider mitzvah, we know of hider mitzvah. This concept of hider mitzvah, that's a din rabbanan. The kasha of the Gemara was, how could it be that the braisa says mitzvah la'agdo? Sounds like it's a din daraisa. It's a regular, it's a din in lulav, there's a din daraisa to be ma'aged the lulav together. But the Chacham don't say that. They say there's just a din b'di'eved, that it's kosher. And you can't say there's a din daraisa lechatchila to be ma'aged the lulav. Hecha matzina, but there is a chiluk between lechatchila as opposed to b'di'eved. Zok the Ritva, it's not a din daraisa, it's a din derabbanan. Mishum hida mitzvah. He holds hida mitzvah is only a derabbanan. The keli van veyu is an asmachta ba'alma. The Ritva is like the Ramban and like the Rabbi. There is, we don't find a chiluk between lechatchila b'di'eved. Not everyone agrees to the Ritva. The Gemara in Bava Kamma also talks about hidden mitzvah. We discussed this in our Bava Kamma shiurim last year. Gemara Bava Kamma, that Tesam Adbeis, says, what's the shiur of hidden mitzvah? What, you got to spend for hidden mitzvah any amount of money? No. What's the shiur? Shlish. Hidden mitzvah at shlish b'mitzvah. If you have to spend a third of the mitzvah for hidden, what does a third of the mitzvah mean? Let's say the esrog in question costs $30, right? $30? That's the esrog hakashi. You can buy a kosher esrog for $30. So how much do you have to spend for hidden mitzvah? You know, if someone tells you at shlish b'mitzvah, you think that means 10, right? A third of the value of the esrog. The esrog hakashi is worth 30, so you should have to spend 10 on hidden mitzvah. That's a third of 30. So you should have to spend at least $40 on the esrog for hidden mitzvah. That's what you would think. But the Gemara is a suffix whether shlish b'mitzvah is shlish milegav or shlish milebar. Is it shlish from the inside or shlish from the outside? What does that mean? Shlish milegav or shlish milebar. So let's say you have the esrog hakosher is $30, right? So shlish milegav would mean divided into three parts. Each one is 10, right? I should have drawn that a little bit bigger. Each part is 10. You're going from the inside, milagav, right? Go from the inside, take a third from inside, and add it. Right? Add an extra 10. From the inside, add that to the sum. That's one way to look at it. So the other way is shlish milavar. That means take it on the outside. What does that mean, take it on the outside? That means that after you add the hidden mitzvah, a third of the total, right? A third of the total is going to be the hidden. Right? So if you have 30, and then you add a certain amount so that a third of the total is going to be the hidden mitzvah, that's the amount that you have to add. How much is that? A half.
That's what it comes out. Right? If you happen to split $30 into a half, so then the third of the total is going to be 15 out of 45. Right? So if you will add here the mitzvah, so that you have 45. So then a third of that is going to be 15. Right? That's not a third from the inside, it's a third from the outside, because you're not taking anything from the inside. It's that after you add the whole thing, it's going to be a third of the whole thing. Right? Shlish milagav is a simple third. Shlish milabar is basically a half. You just lower the bottom number, because once you add the whole thing together, it turns out that really you're taking a half, you're not taking a third. And that's a subject.
Good.
How do we pass it? So comes the Beis Yosef and quotes the Rosh that maybe we should pass in how. What does the Beis Yosef say? Anyone? Lakula. Kula, why? Why Lakula? It's a suffix. It's a suffix in the Gemara. So how do we go? So after Beis Yosef, it might be Bailan Shlish Milagav, Shlish Milagav, Kosova Rosh, the Kedlo Shita, Naktina, the Shlish Milagav Ka'oma. Rosh Paskins, Rosh and Bavakama Paskins, that Shlish Milagav Ka'oma. That we can go Lakula, you don't have to add 15, you can add 10, you can add a third from the inside, you don't have to add a third from the outside. Why? Why should we go Lakula? So after Beis Yosef, Vinira, Shatamishim, the Sveka, the Rabbanan, he. It's a Safik Durabana, so therefore we can go Lakula. Safik Durabana. The Tilas Luv is a mitzvah daraisa. What's he saying? Hidur mitzvah is a Sveika Durabana. So we can go Lakula. Fascinating. Before you came to Shia today, you would have imagined that Hidur mitzvah is a din daraisa. It's a Kedav Anveil. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. The Ritva says nay. That's an Asmach Leba'alma. It's really a din Durabana. The Rosh says nay. It's a din Durabana. It's Sveika Durabana and Lakula. We could be Makel in the Shail of Shlish Malagav, Shlish Malabar. Only necessary to take a shlish milagav, because hidur mitzvah is only a din derabbanan. That's the rush. Comes the Rabbi Hanan on the side of the Gemara in Bava Kamma. He also explains the shlish milagav and shlish milabar. And how does he conclude? What's the maskon? Ve also b'teiku, Rabbi Nachman says, ve avdinan l'chumra milabar. Avdinan l'chumra milabar. It's a teiku, it's a sofik. So you gotta go l'chumra, Rabbi Nachman says. L'chumra, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh that you go l'kula. What's Rabbi Nachman assuming? He's clearly assuming here the mitzvah is a daraisa. It's a keli van veyu. It's the haposik in chumash. Avadi, it's a daraisa. So if it's a daraisa, then you have to go l'chumra. He obviously would interpret the Gemara and Sukkah and Daf Yirah different than the Ritva. He just would say Pasha, that the Kasha is, how can you find a mitzvah lechatchila? Where's the mitzvah lechatchila? Is that a din in lulav? He says, no, the maskana of the Gemara is, it's not a din intrinsic to lulav, it's a din, it's a keli vanveh, it's a din of hidda mitzvah, the regular klal of hidda mitzvah. That's a din daraisa. Heichan motzinu lechatchila b'dieved by daraisa? Motzinu, what's the shayla? That's the daraisa. The rise of the mitzvah is that there's a din lechatchila. You're supposed to be mahadah the mitzvah. That's not a shaila. Ritva was troubled because he thought there's no din lechatchila b'daraisa. So he had to interpret that hidden mitzvah must only be the rabbanan. Hey, he's not lying alone. He's not sitting alone. The Rosh agrees with him too that hidden mitzvah is only the rabbanan. Rabbi Nachman is not beholden to such a pshat. No, he goes with the pasha pshat. Hidden mitzvah is a daraisa. It's learned out of a pasuk. So he would say, in a chanami, maybe taka there all the chatchilas and b'diyevets by the rises. Hidden mitzvah is the best example that there's a din lechatchila b'daraisa. So the Rambam can hide behind the Ritva, right? He's not sitting alone either. The Rambam holds that shchita, first of all, is a mitzvah. Secondly, he argues with the Ramban, and the Rani assumes that there could be a lechatchila b'diyevet by mitzvahs daraisa, like the Rabbeinu Chananel. That's why the Rambam holds that the din lechatchila by shchita could be a din daraisa. Both dinim could be dinim daraisa, according to the Rambam. Hama'ula, Hashchita Hama'ula, he says in Hilchos Shchita Perak Aleph Halacha Tes. Hashchita Hama'ula is Shnei Simanim Bayof and Kol HaSimen Bein Bayof, Bein Behem. Okay, because the Rambam holds there could be a chilek between the Chatchilas and B'diyevitz by the Rises. Okay, this is the simple answer. And you could say this for Rashi as well. Right? Rashi holds that at least one Halacha is the Chatchila B'diyevitz. Rashi claims that the din of Kol HaSimen, the din lechatchila, the Shech Kol HaSimen, that's a lechatchila b'daraisa. Rashi could say that we find it. We find lechatchila b'dieved by mitzvahs daraisa. What's the problem? We find precedent for that. In other cases, hidur mitzvah is a great precedent for that. But the emes is, for Rashi, we can give one final answer, give a little bit of a different answer. Knetch, very beautiful idea. The Rambam is finished. The Rambam holds two hanochas, as we said, shechita is a mitzvah. By the raisas, we find lechatchila b'di'eved, even by mitzvahs, we find lechatchila b'di'eved by the raisas. Adka. But within Rashi, maybe there's room to give another pshat as to why there's a lechatchila d'raisa when it comes to kol asim and v'shechit. Josh?
In the Ritva, I think it was a footnote that said that the rabbit said that hibib mitzvah is d'raisa. So I think we were saying before that the rabbit doesn't necessarily have to disagree with the Rambam's second assumption. He was just saying that the Rambam's wrong in the first assumption, but not in the second assumption. This is a riot. The
Rambam is a riot that you saw. Out. Beautiful. What's pshat in the Rashi? So what's interesting about Rashi is not just that he says that there could be a lechatchila b'di'eved by the raisas, but actually Rashi says what? That there's a chilk. There's a distinction between different lechatchilas and shchita. Right? That the din lechatchila teshach tu siman v'ayinov, that's a din the rabban. The din lechatchila teshach kol asim, teshach tu simanim shleim, that's a din the raisa. What kind of a strange chilk is that? Why should distinguish? Besides the general kasha as to how you can find lechatchila b'di'eved by mitzvahs d'raisa, why does Rashi distinguish between two types of lechatchila by shechitim? Isn't that interesting? What's the pshat? What's the pshat in Rashi? So someone has suggested the following. Rashi might hold that these two dinim lechatchila are choluk, they're different from each other fundamentally. There's a fundamental distinction between the two of them if you think about it. The din lechatchila to shechtu simanim by an oath, is that a din klali kolatara kula? We find this in other areas. No, there's nothing about that relates to any other halacha in Chas, right? That's not. It's a specific halacha legabe hilcha shechita, right? To shecht the second simon by an oath. I don't see a precedent for that any other area of halacha. It's a special halacha when it comes to hilcha shechita. B'di'eved simanecha ba'of is enough. L'chatchila shnei siman ba'of is necessary. But the din to shech simanim shleimim, both by an oaf and the behema, is that a din misuyim? That a special halacha in hilcha shechita? What do you think? Is that a special halacha in hilcha shechita? Do we find this halacha in kol haTorah kula? You betcha. Of course you do. What's it called? Rubo kakula. Who said that? Don't be bashful. Rubo kakula. Rubo kakula is not just a din in shechita. This is just an example of a din in kol haTorah kula. The din lechatchila to shech the second simon by an oaf, that's a din mesuyim in hilcha shechita, special to hilcha shechita. The din to shech simon in shleim, that's not just a din in hilcha shechita, that's a kol haTorah kula din. That's a din klali. Simon sheni ba'of, that's a din lechatchila. Let's say a special din lechatchila. Simonim Shleimim, Kol Asimim. That's a din klali. The Kol haTorah kula. Ruba kakula. That's a svar in kol haTorah kula. It's a davar pashut like that. It's a svar d'araisa. Chachamim understood. That's a svar d'araisa. Rubo kakula. You find, for example, when it comes to dalet kosos, Yimar Misachim. Gemara says, Dalek kosos halolu tzar shiyehei bohen kedei mezigas kos yofer. Gemara is discussing the different requirements of the Dalet Kosos. So you skip down a little bit. Gemara says, Hishka mehen lebona v'lebnei beso yotza. Even if you gave a little bit of the Dalet Kosos to bona v'lebnei beso, you know, people make kiddush and then they give it to members of the household. So Tosis at the beginning of the parak there talks about that everyone is supposed to have their own Dalet Kosos, there's a chiyav shtia. Okay, not for now. But let's say a person, let's say the balabos, the head of the household,
he's having dalakosos, and then he's going to give some of the dalakosos to Bonav Ubnei Beisel. Zod the Gemara Yotze. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, v'hu de'ishti ruba de'kosa. Nachum Bar Yitzchak adds that yes, if you give it to Bonav Ubnei Beisel to drink, that's fine, you can still be Yotze, but you have to drink Rov Kos. A person can be Yotze dalakosos only if he drinks Rov HaKos. What does it mean, Rov HaKos? No matter what size the kos is, the Tos says, Ruba de'kosa, ha'inu kimelo lugmav kedefishis le'el. The chiyav is to drink kimelo lugmav, you've got to drink a cheekful. The kos has to hold a revias halog, it has to hold a revias, a quarter of a log. Whatever that shear is, either 3.3 fluid ounces or 4.5 fluid ounces. The shayla had to measure that, shayla and poskim, based on how it's actually measured. So the kos has to have a revias, and you have to drink a rov revias, which is kimelo lugmav, a cheekful. That's a rov revias. That's what you have. As long as you drink a ruba de kosa, if you drink a rov revias, if you drink kimelo lugmav, zokta gemara, you can be yotze dalakosas. Adds toisvis, miu lechatchila tzarech lishtos revias, but lechatchila you have to drink kolakos, lechatchila you should drink the full revias. Where's Tosfos got to get off to say that? The gemara didn't say that. Mar says that to be Yotze, you have to drink Ruba de Kosis. Tosis says Ruba de Kosis doesn't mean Rov HaKos, it means Rov Revias Kimelo Lugma. But Lechatchili says you have to drink the whole thing. Lechatchili should drink the whole thing. Why? Why should you have to drink the whole thing? So the Bach in Shulchan Aruch says a Dara Poshut like that. Dover Poshut, he says, it's a Svar. The Bach in Ilchas Pesach in page 2. Lechatchila yishta kulo, v'haynu time ad lo armina and ruba kakulo ela leinin shiotze b'di'evad shiotze b'ruba di'evad. Av lechatchila vaday tzarech kulo. He says upashadu. Lechatchila, of course you need kulo. Why? Why is it? Why is it? Of course you need kulo. Because the svar is that ruba kakulo. What does that mean? Ruba kakulo. The Bach is understanding ruba kakulo means that when you drink rov, what does that mean? You drank rov. Ruba kakula means it's enough to have rov. Is that what it means? What does it mean? It means that really there's a din you're supposed to drink kula. The Chacham understood that ruba kakula, that if you drank rov of something is like kula. It's as if you drank kula. Really, the din is to drink kula. But ruba kakula tells me that on a deraisa level, even, I mean, dalakosis are not deraisa, but it's the kolatara kula dikadin. Right? Then ruba kakulo means that it's as if you did kulo. The real din is to do kulo, but ruba kakulo tells me that it's as if you did kulo. Dr. Bach, if ruba kakulo just tells me that it's as if you did kulo, that's a din. It's as if the Torah treats it like it's as if you did kulo. But if it's only as if, lechatchila avadi you have to drink kulo. Dover poshinu, he says. Because the whole idea is that of course you need kulo. It's just rov is ke'ilu, it's like kulo. Lechatchila though, you should have the real kulo. You should have the real makui. You should have the kulo mamish. Tadava poshut by dalakosos. It could be that's how Rashi understood the din lechatchila by shchita as well. The din lechatchila teshach simanim shleimim, that's not a din in hilcha shchita. That's the din of ruba kakulo of kol ha'tara kulo. And if it's a din of ruba kakulo of kol ha'tara kulo, so then what is the nature of that din? The din is that if you do rov, if you shecht rov, it's ki'ilu you shecht kula. You know, any time that you have an equation, the Torah gives an equation, Chazal gave an equation, the question always is it a literal equation or not? Shomea ka'ona. Shomea ka'ona, a person who listens to someone saying Kiddush, he can be yotze the mitzvah as well. Shomea ka'ona, it's as if he spoke. What does that mean? Is it really like speaking? Shomea ka'ona, mamish? Well, no, that shomea is enough. It's sufficient. Shomea is enough. You don't need onet. That's the question always. Literal equation or halachic equation? Right? Shomea ka onet. Is it kedib or mamish? Literal equation? Or is it Shmi is enough, right? Yotze, Bein Bedibur, Bein Bishmiya. Shmiah is sufficient. It's not like Dibur, but it's halachically like Dibur. It's enough. Just like Dibur is a way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Shmiah is also a way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Right? Should we equate Shmiah and Dibur literally, or should we say, no, they're both sufficient? Same thing over here. Rubo Kakula, what does that mean? Rubo Kakula Mamish? The din is that you really have to shech koa simon. But Rubo is Kula Mamish or no? Sagi v'shritas ruba. You don't have to shech kula. You don't have to shech kula. Rove is enough. It's not kula. But it's enough for the mitzvah of shchita. It's enough for the shchita, for the matter of shchita, for the mitzvah of shchita. Well, no, it's the pshat that rubo is kula. You really have to shech kula, but rubo is like kula. What's the difference? The difference is very basic. If you hold that rubo kakula mamish, so then is this halacha really saying that there are two different ways to do shechita? I can shecht rov or I can shecht kula. Is that really two different ways to do shechita? No, really. You're really accomplishing the same thing. You're shechting kula in either circumstance. Right? If you hold that rubo kakula means kakula mamish, so the pshat is really the chiyuv is to shecht kula. If you shecht kula mamish, you shecht the kula. If you shecht rubo, you shecht in kula. It really comes down to the same thing. Zok de Beis Halevi in a tshuva, maybe that's the sheet of Rashi. Rashi says there's a fundamental difference between the din lechatchila to shech shnei simanim bayinov and the din lechatchila to shech kol asim. The din lechatchila to shech shnei simanim bayinov, that can't be a din daraisa. Why? Because we never find by daraisas that there are two ways to do a mitzvah. Can't be two ways to do a mitzvah. There's one way to do the mitzvah. Not just the matir, even by daraisa, even by mitzvahs, Rashi holds there can't be two ways to do a mitzvah. So the din lechatchila teshach the simin sheni by an oaf, that can't be minatar. That has to be only a chumad rabbanan. Why? Because those are two different ways of doing a shechita sof, shechting one simin or shechting two simin. Shechting one simin is not shechting two simin. It's just the different ways. So if you tell me that there's a din lechatchila teshach two simanim, that has to be a chumra rabbanan. Because that's mamash a different maisa. It's a different shechita. And if you hold that by deraisas, by mitzvahs deraisas, we don't have lechatchila b'di'eved, that means we don't have two different ways of doing a mitzvah on a deraisa level. There's no such thing as a mitzvah b'shleimusa min haTorah, a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa, two different ways. There aren't two different ways. There's one way. Midrabbana, we find chumras, we find different ways. So by shechitas ov, it's impossible to say, Zok Rashi, that shechting the second simon is going to be daraisa. Because if that's the case, then you have a lechatchila b'di'eved by daraisas, because he's a mamash of two different maisim, shechting one simon, shechting two simon. But says Rashi, the din lechatchila to shech kol simon, that could be daraisa. That's the din of rubo kakula. And that's not saying that there's a second way to do shechita, no. It's the same maisim shechita, whether you shecht kol simon or you shecht rov simon. That's not two different maisim. Two different mice and mitzvah, it's the same mice and mitzvah. You shecht and kulo. It's just in one case you shecht and kulo b'mitzius, physically, in the other case you shecht and kulo alpidin. So it's not such a pella to say, min haTorah, we find this idea that, look, if there's a mitzvah to shecht kulo, a mitzvah to do kulo, the Chachamim understood that rubo kakulo, that b'di'evet, even if you shecht rov, it's like shecht and kulo. It's like shecht and kulo. It's doing the same Maisa mitzvah, you're shechting kula. It's just alpidin, you're shechting kula. That's not a problem that, what, there are two different ways of doing the mitzvah daraisa. There aren't two different ways, really. You're doing the same maisa mitzvah, you're shechting kula. You're shechting kula. It's just you're shechting kula, alpidin, if you shech the rubo. But it's very different than simin sheni v'ov. Simin sheni v'ov is in ganzen different. It's a totally different maisa. Since it's a totally different maisa, al korchach Rashi holds, that has to be a chumra d'rabbana. But this idea that even though Rubo Kakulo b'di'evet works, but there's a din lechatchila to shech simanim shleimim, that could be a chumra deraisa. That could be a lechatchila deraisa. Because basically, Rubo Kakulo just means that when you shecht rov, you're shechting kulo anyway. You're shechting kulo anyway. So the Chachamim understood that avada, dover poshut, like the Bach says, dover poshut, if there's a din of Rubo Kakulo, lechatchila is supposed to do kulo because Rubo is kulo. It's not a different level. Rubo is kulo. So at davar pashit, if rubo kulo works, there's a din lechatchila to shech kulo. Okay, this is how the Beis Halevi understands Rashi. I later saw that some point out that maybe this is what the Chasam Sofer means. I gave you the Chasam Sofer to look at. But this could be what the Chasam Sofer is saying, but that's Rashi. Chasam Sofer right here. He says, Kosov Sham Magina Shlomo the Sphere Lele Rashi the Kosh Shnei Simonim Ba'ov Hu Vidar Abonim. That's what we said, that the Lev Aryeh quotes Achonim, he quotes a Magina Shlomo. That Rashi says, Shnei Simonim Ba'ov, that's a Chum Vidar Abonim. Says the Chasam Sofer. What's he saying? He's saying the Stam Aloch L'Moshe Misinai was Echad Ba'Of. But there's a regular din of Ruba Kakula of Kala Torah Kula. What's he saying? How does he know that the halacha, the Moshe Misina, was only to Shech the Simen Echa Ba'ov? Why should that be? So he's clearly assuming there's some difference, right? That it makes sense that the halacha of Moshe Misina was to Shech Simen Echa Ba'ov. We don't have a mocker to say that it's Shnei Simonim. So he's assuming somehow when it comes to an Ov, itaka makes sense. That there's no din lechatchila to shech shnei simanim ba'of. But lagabe simanim shleim, it doesn't make any sense to say that there's no din lechatchila to shech simanim shleim. Why not? Ruba kakula should tell me that there's a din lechatchila to shech simanim shleim. Why? Well, what's the difference? What's the difference? Is there no din lechatchila to shech the second simon by an of? Why should there be a din lechatchila to shech kulo? According to the Beis Halevi, it's very beautiful. Because the din of ruba kakula is just telling me that even though there's a mitzvah to do kulo, rubo is kakulo. So if that's what rubo kakulo tells me, it's not such a pella to say lechatchila. You should do that. You should do it kulo mamish. Why rely on rubo kakulo? Even though it's mamish the same thing, but why rely on that? Do kulo mamish. But by simanei ov, if the din darais is that simen echad works, it doesn't make any sense lechatchila. You should have to shach shnei simanim. What? But the Eved, one Maisa Shechita is enough. L'chatchila, a totally different Maisa Shechita is necessary? Why should we say that? It makes more sense to say that there's a halacha Moshe Misina, that Simen Echa Ba'of is the only din. That's the din d'araisa l'chatchila, that's the din d'araisa for the Eved. Okay, there's a chumad rabbanan to shech shnaya, because we're afraid that you're not going to even shech one. But that's not a d'araisa. But by Ruba Kakulo, l'chor, it makes a lot of sense to say there's a din l'chatchila to shech kulo, because Ruba Kakulo itself is kulo. Right, the whole idea is there's a chi of the shech kulo, and rubo is kakulo. So if that's the case, it's not two different maisim in our Torah. It's the same mitzvah. Just the two ways of doing that same maisim mitzvah, either physically or halachically. So that's not a problem that by mitzvahs daraisa, we don't find lechatchila b'di'evi. We don't find two different ways of doing a mitzvah daraisa. But if it's really one maisa mitzvah, then there's no problem that there could be a lechatchila even by daraisas. Okay. Questions? Okay. Stop here.